And welcome to the very first episode of the Unfiltered Reputation podcast by me, your host, Liki Baraka. So on today's topic, we are going to be discussing on mental health. It's going to be based off like a poem. And by the time you reach the end, you won't even know that the theme already begun. Now imagine a world with all but facts, a world with the truth, though it hurts, a world where I can come to my mother and say, "Mama, this is where it hurts." But no, the sort of society we're in brings out the light to my sobriety to think, I'm in the right community. Or am I in the right community? Imagine a world where even when my mind is ground by clouds, very dark clouds, which are not easy to be blown away, and are frozen in the very direction that I call my way. When I seek a ray of sunshine, only darkness and laughter follow in my moment of despair. Why do I have to grow in a society not sober? Why do I know that actually all that I know is a story not to be told? It's a tale that the old men used to tell to the ears of deaf ears, if you know that. Why do I even feel like my being is worthless? Can't I be free, like I always dream, to bring out that which burns my gut inside and out? 'Cause, knock knock, I'm in the cold, don't shut me out. Just a moment, hear me out. A nation where my mentality isn't in its reality is a nation bound to lose a nation in every silent communication. What happened to the time that I could tell my tale from head to tail to then hear it being told to no one? What happened, or what of the time I could be vulnerable but feel at ease to know that I'll be comfortable to lay out my vulnerability to someone back elsewhere? Am I really not allowed to cry? Am I not allowed to cry out loud? Am I not allowed to be proud of that which clouds my judgment? Because at least I'll feel, or I'll not feel, the judgment from all of you. I can cry, I'm only human. I can break down, I'm only human. At most, and almost all the time, I feel and I am vulnerable, 'cause I'm only human. Is it hard to see? Don't take away my humanity just 'cause my vulnerability comes with. Don't take away my humanity because I need a piece of your chastity at this time in my way. Just be chaste. Be my peace that of all tough times I'll come home or wherever, anytime and whenever, knowing that a piece that perfectly fits will share a piece of that which presses me. 'Cause we're only human. You know, I can do this all day, 'cause I represent a half with an untold truth. I'm not ill. A bit crazy, yeah, I heard them say. But that I'm used to already, 'cause I always prevail. I want to picture a tomorrow A tomorrow where my mentality is included in its reality. I want to picture a tomorrow that which my mind is no longer ground down by clouds, dark clouds that bound me in limbo's eternity. I want to picture a tomorrow miles from tomorrow in beautiful springs burgeoning in someone's bosom, feeling the hurt but healing at heart. It's not a piece of my story, but a story reached mine. This is what I have in mind. You know, I am paradoxical. I like to be happy. I think about sad things all the time. I don't really like myself, though that's where I disagree. I really like myself, but at least now I do. I never used to like myself. But I love the person I've become. I say I don't care, but I just care too much. Deep into my bones, I do crave attention. Yet I reject everything that comes my way. I healed people, but I broke my own heart trying to fix them. I'm a good listener, but I never tell them what's inside me. I guess I'm just a living contradiction. That's what I am, actually. Happiness is different for every human. In each and every moment of their lives, depression is invisible. It has no color, it has no smell, no texture. This allows it to seep into the day-to-day easily. I think that people believe that once someone is happy, they stay happy. And right now, in my case, that is, of which actually not in my case, in someone or in every other person's case, those who are never listened to, that person is both happy and depressed. In recent weeks, I almost couldn't tell that the world was burning. Now, let me tell you this. This is a letter, or this is my heart to you out there, to that inner child. I'm sorry you never learned how the words "I'm proud of you" were supposed to feel. I'm sorry you never had a shoulder to lean on. I'm sorry you felt alone. I'm sorry you were never told you were enough. I'm sorry I never tell you how much I love you. You see, children who come from dysfunctional families don't have big dreams. They only dream of having a home. A home without slamming of doors. A home without parents shouting at each other. And everyone just fighting their own battles. They dream of having a home that is calm and quiet. And sometimes people who slow or who show the most love never felt the love themselves. They love others, yes, the way they want to be loved. So they end up caring for others more than themselves, hoping they would receive it back. But they never do. telling everyone only half the story. Well, they become more and more broken in the process. Here they always hide their pain. It's hard feeling unloved all the time. But real love doesn't come from trying. It comes naturally. So my advice to you, or my piece of me to you, is that you give yourself the love you never got because you deserve it more than anybody. Your mental health matters. This is just me. Do you? And I hope you enjoyed every second of listening to this podcast as my first episode. I have been your host, Leaky Baraka. Thank you so much for joining.